It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Dale Gentry here on the radio. VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And praying 24 hours a day for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So delighted to have you on this Saturday as we pray. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we're going to be praying for the next hour, the hour of power. And we need your prayers of agreement. So this is not just a broadcast that you can just simply listen to somebody talk or some music. We want you and need your participation as we pray for this land, for the healing of our nation, for a change. We need a change in America. We need a spiritual change from the north, south, the east, the west, from coast to coast, shore to shore. And the only way that's going to happen is through prayer. I've been a prayer leader since 1967. I've been a prayer and prophetic voice in this nation since 1985. My wife and I pastored churches over 20 years. And for the past 30 years, we've been traveling across America, calling people to pray. And sharing the good news. So delighted to have you. And if your city is not represented, remember that you can go to letsprayamerica.com. That's letsprayamerica.com. And you can sign up. You sign up there and put your name, your email address, so you can we can stay in touch with you concerning what is happening. at Breakout Prayer Network. And then the name of your church, the name of your city. If you don't want to put the name of your church, just put the name of your city, so that we will have a record of cities that are praying with us all around the world, particularly across America. It's good to have Allegona, Iowa, praying with us today. It's great to have Altus, Oklahoma, praying with us this morning. Amarillo, Texas. It's great to have Atwater, California, praying with us. In Austin, Texas. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is praying with us today. Baytown, Texas, praying with us. Got a lot of people there in Baytown. Give a shout out to Baytown. Bethel, Vermont, is praying with us. And Bethel, Texas, is praying with us. Blairsville, Georgia, and Bloomington, Indiana. Boynton Beach, Florida. We have Carlsbad, New Mexico, and Carson City, Nevada, that's praying with us today. Chickasha, Oklahoma, Citrus Heights, Florida, and Clewiston, Florida, our friends there. Colleyville, Texas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Concord, California, Bell City, Oklahoma, and Elgin, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Guyton, Georgia, Harrison, Arkansas, and we have many Hiawassee, Georgia, praying with us. Many churches and cities across the land that are praying with us. Thank you so much. Father, we just commit this next hour to you. We just pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Saturday. And we just welcome people all across America here on BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network. As we set ourselves in agreement, we know the power. We understand the power of agreement, that when we pray together, something powerful happens. So, Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come boldly into your presence today on this Saturday by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We enter into the holy place. And we pray, Lord Jesus, as you taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. And we say today, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We declare today, God, there is only one God. There are not many gods. There's only one God. He is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah, our presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He's Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. Our Father which art in heaven, you are our Father, and we who have been bought by the precious blood of your Son Jesus, we are your sons and daughters. Why don't you just take a moment today here on BPN Radio to declare whichever name pertains to your situation here. We just take a few moments to do that. And if you are fearful today, and there's a lot of dread, anxiety in your life, why don't you just begin to say, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of peace. If you have a financial need and you are behind on your rent or your lease payment, or maybe during this Christmas season, you're without a job, why don't you just begin to say, Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Just whatever name pertains. If you need healing today, if you are sick, if you are afflicted, if you need a miracle in your body today, why don't you just begin to declare, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Jehovah Rapha. And so we just pray right now. whatever name pertains to us. If you just feel like that God does not know who you are, does not know your name, he does not, you just feel like, well, maybe he's gone on a vacation or something, but you cannot feel his presence. Maybe you've not felt his presence in a while. You can just begin to declaim, Jehovah Shammah, he is your presence. He is Jehovah Shammah, my presence. And maybe you're under spiritual attack. You just feel demonic forces everywhere, powers of darkness surrounding you or your family. You just know that you are under a spiritual attack. You just got to know that he is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is your rear guard. And if you just need direction for your life, you just say, I don't know exactly which way to go, what to do, then you just need to begin to declare that he is your shepherd. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He is Jehovah God. He is your shepherd, guiding and directing. He is Jehovah Nissi, your victory. So we're praying today. Father, we just pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray your will be done in us as individuals. We pray the will of God be done in our families today. I pray the will of God be done in your life today. I set myself in agreement. And I pray the will of God be done in the members of your family, in your spouse, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, the members of your family. Satan has come to destroy, bring destruction upon every family. Well, let's just take a few moments just to pray, Lord, your will be done in my life today and my family. Call your name in prayer and just call the names of your family members here. Let's just take a few moments. While Courtney Van Dever, she plays some worship music. Father God, I set myself in agreement with these people that are praying. Lord, teach us to pray. You said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, your will be done in our lives today. And I pray, Father God, that you would set up divine appointments and divine connections. Divine appointments and divine connections. Divine appointments.
They got a trumpet in their hand and they're about to blow a trumpet.
We're going to pray today. And I believe that God is calling an army to pray. And I just believe today that together we're not only going to pray individually, we're going to pray as an army today. And so here's Godfrey Bertel, wrote a song after I began to teach on prayer, lead prayer several years ago in response to that. And so I believe there's an army. We are not alone because we are together and we are a force in the earth. And so we're just going to join. I hear people praying all across America. I hear people praying all around the world.
It's a signal. It's a call to
They've got their strings in their hand and they're about to strike a rhythm. Yeah, it's a bow with a bow new way. It's a persistent sound and many will respond to it.
Let's pray, America. Let's pray, America.
They've got a drum in their hand and they're about to stop the drumming. There is a new beat of the ancient way. And it's a call of sound and many will respond to it. Yes, they will.
There's people all across America and around the world that are praying with us here. We are believing God for one more spiritual awakening in this nation. And it comes through the power of prayer. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight. Three will put 100,000 to flight, four a million. 10 a trillion, 16 a sextillion, 35 a dodecacillion, 99 will put a Google to flight, and that's one with 1,000 zeros behind it. We are a power. We are a force in the earth. We need your participation. We need you to join with us. I believe in that thousands and thousands of people are going to sign up to pray. I send out a daily prayer, 60-second prayer. And all you have to do is go to our website. All the information you need there is on our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there's a place to listen to the broadcast. Got a picture of me behind a microphone. Three ways to pray with Dale at your computer, on your smartphone. Tell people they can pray with us right on their smartphone, their cell phone, their iPhone. And all you have to do is just put in the TuneIn app, and or you can even go directly to it. And there's a transmitter that you can buy for about $9. Pray with us in your car. And you can sign up. Remember, there's the Let's Pray America logo there. You can sign up under that if you just go to that. And if you would like to be a part of the 1,000 BPN prayer centers, we have a brand new place there that you can sign, and you can just click to register. And if you want to be a prayer leader, you put your name, you put the city, and then you put the location of where your prayer center is. If it's a private prayer center, you can just put private. And email address, any comments, and then we will add you, and we will begin to send you information concerning a weekly prayer service as we agree together. If you would like to donate to the broadcast, to this prayer ministry, there's also a place to donate. And if you have a prayer request, if you would just double-click submit your prayer request. Then there's a place for your prayer request. We are a team praying together, believing for you and for whatever need that you may have today. Bishop Tony Miller, a longtime friend of mine, and one of the great preachers in America, is going to be here in just a few moments. We're going to have him on the telephone talking to him. I would like to remind you that if you're in the Nashville area, that I'll be ministering tonight, tomorrow morning, and tomorrow night at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee, suburb of Nashville. One of my spiritual grandsons, Jack Mooring, is the pastor there, and I just want to invite all of my friends out in the Nashville area to come for this time of ministry as we get together and pray, minister, share some prophetic words, and just going to be a great time. And if you need complete information, just go to newriverfellowship.com, newriverfellowship.com. Well, I believe I have my friend on, Bishop Tony Miller. Get him on the phone, and we're going to talk right now. Well, it's great to have on the BPN broadcast today on this Saturday a longtime friend of mine, Bishop Tony Miller from Oklahoma City. He pastors the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, a great church there. I was able to minister there just a few weeks ago. And Bishop Tony Miller is the founder and president of Destiny World, and reaching literally around the world. And Bishop Tony Miller has been my friend since 1987. So it's been a long-term relationship. He's a wonderful man of God. He's the author of several books. One of my favorite is Journey to Significance, and he's got some other books. But Bishop Tony Miller, welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's great to be with you and to be a part of the broadcast.
Well, I know that God has given you a major opportunity to minister into the body of Christ, particularly in the lives of pastors and ministers. I know you do leadership conferences. You minister on television, radio, and, you know, God has given you an opportunity to reach literally around the world, particularly in the lives of pastors and churches and leaders.
I've had the privilege, Dale, of preaching in 75 nations of the world, and we've had about 275,000 pastors go through our training schools in the last 25 years. So I spend my life with leaders on a regular basis, and I am honored to serve them and to see the purpose and destiny of God brought forth in their life, and to see the things that God put in them for this generation come forth and be brought into fruition. You know, I learned a long time ago, Brother Dale, that our potential is God's gift to us. You didn't earn it. You can't buy it. God deposits it in your life. He gives you potential in raw form. But what we do with it is our gift back to God. And so I've spent my life trying to help other people learn how to discover and deploy the potential of God that's been invested in their life.
Well, I know that you are certainly gifted to do that. And today, I would just like, before we have prayer together, I'd just like to talk you to talk with us about what you see in the church, because I know that you have entrance into some of the great churches in America and other parts of the world. I consider you one of the great preachers of our time, one of the great spokespersons, and I believe that God has given you tremendous insight. And just to share a little bit about what you see going on in the church today, any concerns you have, and how there may be a call to pray, a call to revival. I know that so many churches are falling into this, without being negative, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so what do we need in the church today?
Brother Dale, as I travel across not only our nation, but the nations of the world, we're becoming obvious that North America is becoming one of the great mission fields and one of the greatest needy areas of our generation. 100 years ago, America was the seedbed of missions, world evangelization, and the place where the gospel was exported to help change the world. But over the last 20 to 40 years, we have seen not necessarily a decrease in the generosity of America in its sense of still giving, but in its impact, because in a lot of ways we have taken what was birthed, I believe, by the Spirit and the life of God, and now we've tried to maintain it by the ingenuity of men. While I believe God is creative and that unique gift of his divine nature has been deposited into us, that we too are creative, I do not believe it, that we can build the church or the kingdom, take cities, break down strongholds simply through the ingenuity and creativity of mankind. So there's a great hunger in my heart. I lead a network of churches, but I believe God's put a trumpet in my hand to blow that we are calling churches forth to be true presence-driven churches. Churches that once again recognize, make room for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, Zechariah prophesied in Zechariah 4, verse number 6, he said, "It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit." And literally, those words mean it's not by the tenacity of you refusing to give up, and it's not by the strength of all the things you have amassed. In other words, 10,000 people being in your auditorium is not what's going to make your city come to the cross and be impacted for the kingdom. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the working of my Spirit. And then he says to him in the very next verse that this mountain shall become a plain when you shall grace to it. And literally what he's saying is that when the Spirit of God begins to operate in the earth, he brings back the ability to recover lost purposes. And one of the, I think that the lost purpose there is that the house of God had become forgotten. The foundation of God had become covered over with rubbish, and it become a mountain in Zerubbabel's pathway. But God said, "My Spirit is coming to remove the rubbish and all the things that have blocked you from purpose and distracted you and detracted from my ability. I'm blowing it off of that foundation because my grace is coming." There's an empowerment coming to rise up and be the people of the Spirit. So I'm excited today, Dale, because I really believe that God is calling for churches all across North America to not just buy into the processed systems of our day, if I could say it that way, because I don't want to be negative about how people do church. It's not about style, it's about substance. And I just sense that we have been content in America to be processed, franchised, fast food, when in reality the Holy Spirit is coming to awaken an army of people from the inside who will stand up, look at the things that God has promised them and said, "You know what, we've got to recover lost purposes. We've got to recover the things that were destined to be a part of our DNA and a part of our nature so that God's power is released."
Well, I believe that. And I believe that God is raising up an army of pastors who will be like Gideon, will blow that trumpet, and people will hear the sound. But I know that there are so many pastors today that are intimidated by the war on Christianity. They're intimidated by the opinions of other people, parishioners in their church. And so somehow the so many pastors are becoming silenced, and even the Holy Spirit is being reduced to a back room or somewhere else. And there is a, you know, there's a war on what we would call Spirit-led church or Spirit-led services, and a reduction of praying in the Spirit, or being confined to this or that. I just sense that there's pastors out there are so hungry for God, but you know, maybe they're intimidated by time restraints, time restrictions, people that may not go along or endorse what they're doing or saying. And maybe you could just address this situation, because I know that there are Christian leaders in our nation that's really waged war on the gifts of the Spirit and Spirit-led services.
Yeah, I think you know, everywhere just about in the Bible, when the angel of the Lord showed up to call forth a man or a woman into a destiny that would shake up the system of the day, the angel always began his address to them with "Fear not," because I think intimidation becomes the avenue that the enemy uses to silence men and women who have incredible gifts. We're living right now in a time, Dale, when I think our whole world, and particularly North America, is living under a spirit of fear and timidity, not just in the church world. It's manifesting in church leadership because it's a reality in the whole natural setting of our world. We just finished an election cycle in America just a few weeks ago, where there was voting that took place, and obviously the consequences of the outcome of that vote has shifted some of our political landscape. But here was what was intriguing to me. When they did the exit survey of all the people leaving the voting booth, and they asked them, what is it that motivated you to vote the way you did? 70% of the people gave an answer that denoted some fear they had. I was afraid of the economy. I was afraid of my job. I was afraid I wouldn't have health care. I was afraid of ISIS. I was afraid that we were going to have terrorist attacks. So 70% of the voters were driven by fear to make a decision. The reality is that the pulpits of America are being confronted on a weekly basis with the powers of darkness seeking to intimidate us. And I believe that the first voice that we're going to hear is the voice of the Lord saying, "Fear not. Be free from this intimidating spirit that is coming." When David came to face Goliath, he got intimidated from three different directions. The first intimidation came from his own brothers. They intimidated him with their criticism. Why are you down here? Who's keeping them sheep you got? Who do you think you are? What makes you think you can be any different than us? We got a giant here. We're afraid to handle it.
Yeah.
What makes you think you can handle it? So they tried to intimidate Goliath before he had a chance to even fail.
Yeah.
They tried to intimidate him.
Yeah.
Soon as he leaves his brothers, the next person that tries to intimidate him is his own overseer. King Saul looks at him and says, "David, this man is a warrior from his youth. This guy's been trained. He's a part of the greatest army that we've ever faced, the Philistines. You can't do this, son. You're a shepherd boy." And he wanted to intimidate him by his lack of skill and his lack of resource.
Yeah.
And David had to give him his resume. "You don't understand, Saul. Thank God delivered me from the bear, the paw of the bear, and the grasp of the in this circumstance." And then he gets on the battlefield, and his enemy, Goliath, starts trying to intimidate him by mocking him. "Who am I, a dog, that you should come at me with a stick and with stones?" And he tried to intimidate him out of the battle. And I just sense the Holy Ghost today, Dale, saying, "Fear not."
Yeah.
This is not a day for timidity. This is not a day to be fearful over what we don't have. This is a day to run to the battlefield. This is a day to embrace the power of God. This is really not a negative day, because the more we see the world evolving into darkness, the greater the ability of the gospel, I believe, to bring true transformation to people's lives if we won't be timid.
I agree.
The thing that we have in our hands, the treasure that we possess, is more valuable, more powerful, more enlightening, and more transforming than anything that the world has to offer, and we're timid to even offer it. This is the greatest day for the full gospel church has ever been.
Yeah.
We live in a generation of experiential people. Everybody wants to experience something. And when we finally got a generation that wants to be experiential, the full gospel church has become non-experiential. This is the moment we've been born for. This is what I believe God's been trying to get us to for 100 years, ever since Azusa, is to bring us to a generation that would embrace the activity of the Holy Spirit in such a way that it couldn't be explained. It could only be experienced.
Oh, I agree. I certainly concur. And I just know that we're on the precipice of something incredible spiritually in our nation. I just know that there are men out there that are looking for leaders like yourself who will, like Gideon, blow the trumpet. And so I just want you to spend a few moments. You can say a few words to pastors or church leaders, or you can just pray for them. But I want you to at least pray for them today.
Dale, this morning when I knew that we would be sharing on this phone call, I was awakened with this reality. And if there's pastors that are listening today, I'm rallying pastors to a fresh move and a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost. In fact, later on I can tell you about an opportunity where we're gathering in March, but I just sense that there is an awakening of presence-driven, spirit-empowered people who are taking themselves and putting themselves into a new position, an upright position, to begin to move forward. But this morning when I got up, I sensed the Holy Spirit say this to me. You know, history is recorded in lifetimes. When you read a biography, you get 75 years of a man's life in 250 pages. It's recorded in lifetimes, but watch this, it's experienced in moments.
Yeah.
And we are in a divine moment. We are in a divine moment. And our ability to perceive the moment is going to give us the power to enter into it. Jesus came to Jerusalem, said, if you would have recognized your day, things would have changed. But because you couldn't recognize it, you didn't have the power to enter into it. I believe there's people listening to our voice today. The Holy Spirit is sparking something on the inside of people who are listening. Not only pastors, but leaders in business world. People in every dimension are being awakened to the fact, you know what, I was born for this moment. And I perceive this is not a day to retreat. This is a day to advance. This is a day to move in and take advantage of what it is that God wants to do in this moment. And if I will perceive the moment, God will empower me to move into it. And I just want to say to every leader, do not miss this moment. Don't say 3 months and then comes, or 4 months, or in a couple of years, or when the White House changes, or when no. This is the moment. I believe 2015 is an incredibly strategic year, prophetically, for the body of Christ. And if we rise up and embrace the moment, allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on us, we're going to see some recovery of lost purposes and lost things that are coming back to the house of God. I believe we're going to see altars filled. I believe we're going to see marriages put back together.
Yeah.
We're going to see things that nobody can explain. They can only experience.
I agree. Well, say a prayer for us, Bishop Tony Miller.
Father, I thank you today for people who have joined to this prayer network, to this broadcast. Lord, I thank you today for the power and the awakening of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we acknowledge today that everything you do in the earth, you do on the basis of Calvary through the power of the Spirit. And I pray today in Jesus' name that you would empower your people, breathe a fresh breath of God into our lives, cause us to stand up and become the people you desire us to be. Lord, I pray for pastors today. I pray that the spirit of intimidation would come off of their lives. May we not be intimidated by our culture. May we not be intimidated by the people around us. May we not be pressed into a mold, but may we be people who believe the report of the Lord and encourage, speak, and declare the things that you have put in our hearts. Lord, I pray for cities today to be awakened.
Yeah.
Lord, you've placed men and women in cities to awaken those cities that the kingdom of God has come. It is here.
Yes.
And I thank you for your rulership and your reign. We come to push back the forces of darkness today and to release your lordship into every place and every sphere of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I set myself in agreement. Really appreciate you being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. Tell people how they can reach you. There may be pastors. I mean, there's a lot of pastors out there. They just feel all alone. They just would really love to get connected with your ministry. And tell the people how they can contact you.
Thank you, Brother Dale, for giving us this opportunity. For those who may be pastors, I have a network of churches called Destiny Network International, churches across the world that together. We have times where guys can gather. They can go to our local church, www.thegatechurch.tv, or they can go to www.destinywo.com and get information. That's thegatechurch.tv. There's resources that will be available on that website or to destinywo.com. And Brother Dale, I just believe I felt such an urgency in 2015. I'm holding a gathering for pastors and leaders the first week in March in Oklahoma City to call men to do things that are, I believe, unprecedented. Habakkuk said, I'm going to do a work in the earth that had I told you, you wouldn't have believed it because it was unprecedented. And I believe there's some unprecedented things that's about to be released in the earth. I would encourage every man, woman that could, that has a leadership capacity in this nation, if you can get to the heartland, something strategic will happen those few days. I feel it strongly. We can serve pastors. We do it on a regular basis. They can contact me and I'd be happy to do what I could.
And give us the dates again for your for the conference in March.
It's March 4, 5, and 6.
March 4, 5, and 6 in Oklahoma City. And, of course, you can contact Bishop Tony Miller through thegatechurch.tv or destinywo.com. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. I sure love you, and thank you for sharing today here on BPN Radio.
Brother Dale, thank you. And I want to say to those that are listening, this is a great ministry to sow into. I've known Dale since 1987, and I've never known a man that can stir people's hearts to believe God in prayer more than Dale Gentry, Dale and Gene Gentry. So, Dale, it's my honor. Thank you. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name.
And thank you. And appreciate you being on the broadcast today, driving down the road. You have a safe journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's great having Bishop Tony Miller on with us today. Wow, you give us some enlightening things to pray about, think about, talk about. And remember, for more information concerning his ministry, the Destiny Network International, you can go to the website there, thegatechurch.tv, thegatechurch.tv, or destinywo.com. Well, we're here praying on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So delighted to have you praying with us here on this Saturday. And we have cities and churches represented all across this nation. And we want to recognize some of these churches today that are preparing to have services tomorrow that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And remember that your church can be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network by going to letspprayamerica.com, letspprayamerica.com. Then you can just, there's a sign-up place there right on the homepage, and you can put in the name of your church and your city, and it will be represented on our map, and there's a map there on our website. You can look and see all of the cities that are praying with us. We're believing for 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches, 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders, because we believe that we are a force. And so would you sign up there? Just want to welcome the Cavoid Worship Center, Brighton, Michigan. I want to welcome the Walloon Community Church in Walloon Lake, Michigan. Oakwood Baptist Church in New Braunfels, Texas, praying with us today. Wellspring in North Richland Hills, Texas. The River of Hope Christian Fellowship in Odessa, Texas, praying with us. First Lutheran Church in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Gulf Coast Pentecostal Church, praying with us from Biloxi, Mississippi. And the Christian Tabernacle of Pasadena, Pasadena, Texas, praying with us. Church of the Good Shepherd in Long Beach, Mississippi, is praying with us, as well as Cornerstone Church in Pearl, Mississippi. We want to welcome Life Church, praying with us in Port Arthur, Texas. And we want to welcome the Quest Church and New Life Center from Quinlan, Texas. Abundant Life Family Church, Farmington, Missouri. Liberty Christian Church in Liberty, Missouri, praying with us, as well as the church in the city. They're in Roy City, Texas. We want to welcome the Celebration of Life Church in San Antonio, Texas, and Third River Fellowship in Miles City, Montana, is praying with us today. Central Assembly of God in Springfield, Missouri, thank you so much. And the Trinity UMC Church in Snyder, Texas. New Day Church at South Lake, Texas. Family Life Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, Montclair Church in New Jersey is praying with us. Heritage Reformed Church in Oak Ridge, New Jersey is praying with us today. First United Methodist Church in Wharton, Texas. Thank you so very, very much. First Baptist Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, praying with us. First Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, where I was called to preach, is praying with us. Yorktown Assembly of God in Yorktown Heights, New York. Give a shout out there. I've ministered there several times. Temple Baptist Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, is praying with us. Grace Church in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And York Family Mission Church in Yorktown, Virginia. The Assembly of God Church in Blaine, Washington, is praying with us, as well as Westgate Church in Edmonds, Washington. I've been there on occasions to preach. Eastgate Church there in Hiawassee, Georgia, praying with us. Northview Harvest Ministries in Laurinburg, North Carolina, and Life Center in Tacoma, Washington. Johnston Community Church in Selma, North Carolina. We want to welcome the IPHC Church in Berlin, Germany. And we want to welcome a church in Scotland, the Bridge Church in Ayrshire, Scotland there. And we just give a special blessing to all of you churches that are praying with us across America and around the world, because we are a force in the earth when we pray together. And so today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength today. Let me just say a special prayer for you this morning. And I don't know what is happening in your life. I don't know what you're going through, what is taking place. But I know that God has a good plan. And it makes no difference what is happening today. I just know that God is going to see you through difficulties and storms and whatever happens. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll have my pastor, who's pastored one church for 50 years in Fort Worth. The church has been through a tornado, it's been through floods and fires, and it's been through all kinds of challenges. But Pastor Bob Nichols is still standing. He'll talk to you about it tomorrow. But I want to talk to you today about whatever's going on in your life on this Saturday. And I just want to pray a special prayer for those of you that are praying with me today. I know that we have many intercessors. We have many people that that you are spending time praying on behalf of somebody else. But why don't you just let me pray for you today, if you will, as a prayer leader in America since 1967. And I started leading a group of young people in those years, in 1967, who would come by the church every school day, and I would go out to the church and pray with them. And then we would have prayer each morning at 9 o'clock, mostly women that came and joined Gene and I, housewives, homemakers, and we would pray. And I just started out being a prayer leader there and have continued on now for many, many years. So, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus for those people that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, listening here on BPN Radio, 24-hour prayer station. I pray your will be done. I don't know what they're going through today, but I pray for them. Whatever may be happening, whatever may be taking place, I particularly pray today for those that are having deep depression. I just ask the Lord that you just minister to them, and it seems like that there's just when they look into the future, everything seems bleak. Everything seems to be hopeless and helpless. And I know that I'm not only praying for people that are having financial challenges or health challenges. I know that I'm praying for people that in the natural it may appear that everything in your life is okay. I mean, you should be happy. You may not have many financial problems. You may live in a nice home. You may have a good spouse or a good family. And this may be the greatest challenge of all, because in the natural realm, you just don't have anything to be sad about. But you're sad. I mean, you wake up and you just have this heaviness in your life, and you just feel so sad and alone. And it may be that you're very prosperous in many ways, and you feel guilty. You feel very guilty because you should be happy. You should be content. You should be joyful. But you're not, and it just seems like that there are some moments where you feel really good, really happy, really peaceful and joyful. But almost on a daily basis, you just fall into this deep abyss of helplessness and hopelessness, and maybe even accompanied by anxiety attacks. And I went through 4 years of just having anxiety attacks or panic attacks as a pastor. And so I know that how that feels sometimes when you can't even get your breath and you just feel like I've got to run somewhere. There's different phobias, and the fear of being left alone, or the fear of being out somewhere where you can't get to a doctor or someone if you need them. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I just ask the Lord ministers to you, and whatever need you may have, I just know that the Lord is with you, and I just want you to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now.
Here on the bank I stand, but in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now.
Let's run to Jesus now.
I'm running to the water now.
He's here to help you. The name of Jesus.
Lost in your love and your mercy. Thankful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for ministering to people today. Whatever the need might be, I just pray for them right now. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just minister to them today. In Jesus' name, may they experience your love and your compassion here on this Saturday. And Father God, today we also pray for the nation of Israel. We know that they are under tremendous pressure from nations around. Even the United Nations wants them to wants their weapons, their artillery, their nuclear systems to be inspected. So the pressure continues to mount. So we stand with the nation of Israel, and we just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would protect Israel. We pray today for the peace of Jerusalem. Surround Jerusalem with your peace, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Well, we're grateful today to have had you listening to BPN Radio, and we appreciate your participation, and we appreciate your prayers today for this radio network, for this broadcast. If you'd like to make a contribution, you go to bpnradio.com. and go down to the donate button. We've had a wonderful day today on this Saturday. Thank you for listening. Please pray for this broadcast. Pray for me, Dale Gentry, as I lead these daily prayer services, calling America to pray. And there is a call to pray, and I'm thankful that you're responding. And you have a good day, and we'll be back tomorrow at this same time here on the Breakout Prayer Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.